talking about fashion, but maybe probably you may be interested about another aspect of Chicks on Speed.
More like more the art side of the project.
In a way, it resembles that it has the same potential that performance art would have in like late 60s or
70s. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, we started to do these performance pieces, and then through actually doing it, then we realized that we're really drawn to the performance art and the feminist movement of the late 60s through 70s, and also people like Carly Schneemann, or also pieces that she did, also body sculptures that she has done, we also redid and acted in a different way, of course, but then we're like very influenced also directly then by things like that, and also of course Valley Export. And I mean, now it somehow also feels very fresh though to do these things, to also the influences, and when one references this era, it's very alive, but then also somehow not so heavy as it was then, because then it was quite shocking, and now we have the advantage that it's not so shocking anymore, and it has a certain lightness and a celebration aspect to it, which it already had then, but it also is a little bit quite heavy.
You do appear on like kind of referential exhibitions, and like especially in Germany, like curators would invite you to be in the show and so on and so forth. So it's like it's easier for you to enter this sort of sphere than it was for.
It's actually harder because if you establish yourself in one direction, like as a pop icon person, whatever, as a pop star, then in a way you're already, you know, your name already has a label.
And do you consider yourself as pop stars?
Well, this kind of, that's what people say, all the pop stars, chicks or whatever, you know, like, or whatever, the pop, electro, intelligent electro pop group. In 2002 or whatever, you know, then it was just like radio stuff or whatever, and Top of the Pops, and like, you know, just touring around and not really being there hardly, you know, being like in all these, all this funny like VIP party stuff or whatever, and like really good treatment, then you get into the art world and you're treated really badly, and the budgets are hard and the hotels suck and whatever, it's just like, you know, so it's a different thing than they have to build up.
But you probably, it's a different context, maybe you do enjoy it, you know?
No, but it's also years of, you don't just get invited to do an installation at Schiern Kunsthalle. That's from doing, you know, a solo exhibition in Vilnius, or then, you know, stuff at Kunstverein in Wolfsburg or whatever. It's, or at the Palais de Tokyo in Paris. It's like,
coming to the technical aspect of your videos, you would of course use a lot of narrative and a lot of ideas in it. How do you work with video tools?
Our video is quite, like, it's, when one works in a group, it's different than being a single artist and having one idea and then hiring a team of people and then making it happen and being more of a producer. And the way our videos are made is that we kind of curate a group of people together, and then it's almost like a happening, a growing of a collaboration together. So what comes out of it is also, it's ideas that are generated from frictions between each other, from what like different members are throwing in. It's like, it's very exciting, and it's very it's quite magic, but it's not very like heady or theoretical, because we believe that like theory, and then to develop that, develop more in a definition of what one's doing, we don't believe in doing that beforehand, because that will also block the process of being completely avant-garde. Because to invent something new, you can't define it yet, and you do it, and then later come the people who define it.
Through your last 10 years, you're setting, or you're one of the people who is setting what the contemporary actually is in the last decade.
That's a big compliment.
Yeah.
And that's really great. That's nice. Thank you. It's through also the performance things that we also get quite addicted to, being very, like, to make the performance art that happens in the moment. It's a feeling that of being very contemporary. And then one gets addicted to it, and it's kind of, I don't know.